November 12, cast out every idol. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew 4:10. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 20, verse 3. It is not alone in denying the existence of God or in bowing down to idols of wood or stone that this first commandment is broken. By many who profess to be followers of Christ, its principles are infringed. But the Lord of heaven does not acknowledge those as his children who are cherishing in their hearts anything that takes the place which God alone should hold. With many, the gratification of appetite holds sway, while with others, dress and love of the world are given the first place in the heart. God has given us many things in this life on which to bestow our affections, but when we carry to excess that which in itself is lawful, we become idolaters. Anything that separates our affections from God and lessens our interest in eternal things is an idol. Those who use the precious time given them by God, time that has been purchased at an infinite cost, in embellishing their homes for display and following the fashions and customs of the world, are not only robbing their own souls of spiritual food, but are failing to give God his due. The time thus spent in the gratification of selfish desires might be employed in obtaining a knowledge of the Word of God, in cultivating our talents that we might render intelligent service to our Creator. God will not share a divided heart. If the world absorbs our attention, he cannot reign supreme. If this diminishes our devotion for God, it is idolatry in his eyes. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. When our hearts are tuned to praise our Maker, not only in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, but also in our lives, we shall live in communion with heaven. There will be gratitude in the heart and in the home, in private as well as in public devotion. This constitutes the true worship of God.